Okay. Well, I'm gonna introduce you to a guy, or reintroduce some of you to a guy that I brought forth to Unity of New York probably 19 or 20 years ago. We were still in the Subud, and one Sunday morning I woke up and I said, I've got to tell them about one of the most amazing men of my childhood experience. And so you've seen his name on your program. His name is Mr. Parker. In Springfield, Illinois, we, of course, were not in the middle class. We were in the lower middle class. My father was saving all of the money that could be saved to support my mom and her education. And at the time we were living in Springfield, Illinois, she was the first certified Black school teacher in the school system of Springfield, Illinois. And so she had made herself a big deal by doing that, but she wasn't finished with the education that she wanted. It was her dream to get her master's degree and her doctorate degree. And so through saving the money for her, we lived on the east side, where most of the Black and brown and poor white people live, on the east side of the railroad tracks in Springfield, Illinois. We were a close-knit community. All of the adults knew all of the children, and we all knew all of the adults, and most of us were raised to respect all of the adults and not to laugh at any of them. But there was one guy in our neighborhood that everybody really laughed at. People rolled their eyes. They just couldn't believe him. His name is Mr. Parker. Mr. Parker lived right on the corner of our street, and you had to pass Mr. Parker's house to get to the store. So as little kids, we would be going to the store several times a day. Mr. Parker refused to do anything but praise. He was just so happy and so completely in belief that God was in charge of the universe and in charge of our lives that he just looked at everything that occurred as a reason to praise. He would sit on his porch and just watch people live their lives, and he'd always shout out like wonderful little uplifting things like, "Ain't God good today? Look at that sunshine that God has given us today. Oh, brothers and sisters, children, don't ever forget how good God is. Everything God has done has been a miracle and a blessing." Mr. Parker, if he had planned to work in his garden and it was a beautiful sunny day, we would be heading to the store. He would go, "Praise God for this gloriously beautiful day. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping. I'm going to get out and work in my garden." Well, if a rainstorm came suddenly out of nowhere, soon after Mr. Parker made that declaration, and we were heading back from the store running to keep out of the rain, as we had passed Mr. Parker's house, he would say, "Ain't God good? He had other plans for me to work in my garden today. Look at that rain, children. Don't all the plants need rain? And don't all the people need water? Hallelujah, God is so good in this place." Well, after we moved away from Springfield so that my mom could continue with her education, many years went by, and periodically someone at home in Springfield, Illinois would go into the hospital or go into a nursing home, or someone there would die or someone there would get married. The family clan would go back to Springfield so that we could do what we had to do there. And we always visited our old neighborhood. And Mr. Parker was still there, sitting on his porch, talking about, "Ain't God good? I can barely take it. My cup runneth over." Well, after a few years, I hadn't seen Mr. Parker for a while. I think that I hadn't seen Mr. Parker because I hadn't gone back to Springfield, Illinois. I think the last time I had been before that visit was probably about 1986 or 7. And At that time, I was singing along with Johnny Earl throughout all of the Unity Church movements and the Science of Minds and the Course in Miracles courses. And I was so happy with that ministry. We were traveling all over the country. Mr. Parker was told about that, and he gave so many hallelujahs about it. But in 1988, he was praising me for having Johnny and for having the ministry. And it was so funny, every time he went to talk about Unity, are you still traveling around all them Unitarian churches? And I would say, no, not Unitarian, Mr. Parker, Unity. Oh, hallelujah, well, that's even better. And he'd throw up his hands and go, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, Unity. What better name could you ever have than Unity? Son, did you know that in the scripture it says, where there's unity, there is peace. Now, ain't that true? Don't you just know that's true? I love that Mr. Parker was so happy about me and my life. He was always happy about everything. He was happy to discover that Mom had gotten her master's and had gotten her doctorate degree, and that she had a wonderful position as assistant superintendent of schools in St. Paul, Minnesota. And he was praising about everything. Well, after about that 1985 or six-ish, I did not make it back home to go to any services for anyone or to visit any relatives that we had there for many years. I think that when I got there next, it was about 1992. And of course, I went to visit the old neighborhood. And sure enough, Mr. Parker was sitting on his porch. Well, hallelujah, Carlos. I didn't know you was back in town. I said, yes, Mr. Parker, we came back. And why'd you come back this time? I said, my Aunt Audrey died. I was very sad about it. When I told Mr. Parker that my Aunt Audrey had died, he just started praising God. Well, Audrey done went home to be with the Lord, did she? Hallelujah. How good is God, son? How good is our God? You know, the scripture says this world is not our home, that our home is with God. And now Sister Audrey is home with her creator. Hallelujah. I'm so happy for her. She must be dancing around and singing and shouting. Might be singing in the heavenly choir with that voice she had. Okay, I tried to breathe that in because I was brokenhearted about my Aunt Audrey. Of course, I'm always glad with the idea that someone has gone home to the light and has been rejoined with the Creator, but that doesn't stop my heart from breaking. It doesn't stop me from having a human response to my pain. So for some reason, to see Mr. Parker just praising God about my Aunt Audrey's dying, I called it, and going home to be with the Lord, that's how he said it. So I was trying to breathe that in. And then Mr. Parker opened his mouth to ask another question. Are your mama and your daddy with you? He said. Mr. Parker, daddy actually died like a couple of years ago. Hallelujah, he busted out. Now Laverne's done gone home to be with the Lord. Ooh, it's a great getting up morning. I can feel it. Oh, child, I feel the Holy Spirit all over me. Your daddy's home with the Lord. And then he opened his mouth and said, and are your sisters and your brother with you? Mr. Parker, I said, with my heart breaking and my voice shaking a little bit. My brother died 1 year before, at 1 year after my daddy died. He had a brain tumor and it wasn't malignant. And the surgeon said that he had done 300 or more of those operations, and he assured us that he was going to bring my brother through. And they brought my brother through. And then for some reason, one of the nurses gave my brother something to help him sleep with. And it had a counteractive thing go on, and he went into a coma and he died 4 days later. Ah, hallelujah, said Mr. Parker. Praise the Lord. Your brother went home to be with your daddy. How good can God be? Oh! And he started stomping his feet on that wooden porch. I'm about to dance, he said. Whoop, I got a dance coming up in me. How good is our God? Praise the Lord. And then he said, your sister's okay? And I said, yeah, they're both doing fine. They're here with me and Mama for Aunt Audrey's services. Are both of your sisters still got their work to do, Mr. Parker said. You know we don't go home until our work is done, until that race is won. The scripture said I've fought a good fight, and I will keep on running until my race is done. I'll keep on running till I get over that finish line. Woo! Hallelujah. I feel a quickening in me, boy. I feel a quickening in me. Hallelujah. And he starts stomping his feet on the porch again. I got a dance in me, he said. And then he asked, are you still running around all over the United States singing with that heavy set white boy? Johnny was his name. Are you and that heavyset white boy still going around to all the Unitarian unity, I said. Yeah, unity. Whoo, that's the best word out of all the words. You know, the scripture said, where there's unity, there is peace. Oh, aren't you just quickening right now? Can't you just feel the cells in your body right now dancing? Hallelujah. No. We're not still traveling, I said. 2 years after my brother died, Johnny died. Oh, wait, said Mr. Parker. Hold on now. Hold on, he said. You mean your daddy died, and 2 years later, your brother died? No, 1 year later, your brother died. And 2 years later, Johnny, that heavyset white boy, went home to be with them too. Woo! I'm about to shout, boy. I'm about to speak of tongues in here. Woo! The Spirit's got my tongue, boy. Hallelujah. Anana Messiah. Ha kana hallelujah. Ha shana hallelujah. Woo! Shiloh. Ha Shiloh. Woo! And then he got up and he started dancing on that porch. One of them stomp dances that came straight out of Africa. He starts twirling around and thanking the Lord that my Aunt Audrey is home with the Lord, and that my daddy is home with the Lord, and that my brother is home with the Lord, and that that heavy-set white boy I sing with, as he called Johnny, had gone to be with the Lord. He was speaking in tongues and shouting all over the place. One thing he said was, I feel like speaking in tongues and I'm about to dance. I said, Mr. Parker, you are already dancing. By now I have the biggest smile on my face. And I'm thinking, no wonder we called him crazy Mr. Parker all those years, because he is crazy. I'm having these thoughts and he is dancing and shouting and speaking in tongues. And he's out of this world. He is not on his porch anymore. And I don't even know if he knows I'm still standing there. But I've got a big smile on my face. And I was having a revelation. Crazy Mr. Parker. Crazy Mr. Parker. Crazy Mr. Parker is the sanest man I have ever met. Crazy Mr. Parker is the sanest man I have ever met. Nothing could stop him from praising. Nothing could stop Mr. Parker from rejoicing. Nothing could take away his dance. I am so grateful that God placed him in my life. At some point, I went back to Springfield, Illinois. I had told Johnny, I had told Timothy everything about Mr. Parker. I had preached about Mr. Parker at the Sabood, and Reverend Paul Tenaglia and I, throughout all the years, one or the other of us will say, I'm not where Mr. Parker is yet. I'm still crazy. And one day I'll be as sane as Mr. Parker, who knows that nothing shall ever be able to separate us from the love of God, who knows that love is everlasting, who knows that if God is for us, nothing can stand against us, who knows that life in this incarnation is a passing thing, a temporary thing, a dash. And crazy Mr. Parker exampled and modeled for me as a child and as an adult the possibility of rejoicing when I am abased and when I abound. Our brother Paul gave that testimony in the scriptures. Through all of my trials and all of my tribulations, I count it a blessing to know that God is with me when I'm up and when I'm down, when I abound and when I am abased. I was glad this week to get a calling inside me to introduce those of you who had never met Mr. Parker, to introduce you to him today. And for those of you who heard about him at the Sabood, to reintroduce him to you today, to resurrect his spirit within all of us, the spirit that knows and feels. I'm so happy I'm about to speak in tongues. I am so blessed I'm about to shout up on this porch. I am so happy for all that God has done that I just have to get my dance on. Hallelujah. 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 Let us take a deep breath, please, and prepare ourselves for meditation.
I breathe deeply. I relax and I let go. I deep breathe and I deep think on who I am. Why was I born? Why am I here? What am I meant to do? Who am I? Why was I born? Why am I here? What am I meant to do? Who am I? I have a feeling in my soul. Life is preparing me to fill a simple role of bringing peace to fellow kind. The feeling grows, and so I know now is the time. Now is the time for the world to be. healed by the love that I feel in me. Eternally, may peace be. Feelings of love are a psalm of peace. Now is the time. It's up to me to make the choice to set the living captive free. Yes, now is the time. I must begin to now release the sense of peace I feel within. Now is the time for the world to be healed by the love that I feel in me. Eternally be harmony. Feelings of love are a psalm of peace. 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 Why was I born? Why am I here? What have I meant to do? Who am I? Instrument of peace. This is who I am. This is why I was born. This is why I have come. This is why I'm here. Peace. Peace.
Change is gonna come. Oh yes. said, "Well, listen." So now I go to my brother, and I say, "Brother, won't you help me, please? Somehow he ends up knocking me back, knocking me back down on my knees." Whoa. I wouldn't last for long. Now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know the change is gonna